Adjunct faculty members at Seattle University are pushing to form a union. Some of the faculty members are part-time, some are full-time, most typically work a 9-month contract that's renewed every year. Seattle University opposes a union for adjunct faculty. Earlier this month, school officials told the instructors that, quote, a union would disrupt the direct relationship between the university and its faculty. One of the faculty members leading the union effort is political science instructor Larry Cushney. In the interest of full disclosure, Cushney's also volunteered his time at KUOW during our membership drives. Larry Cushney says the most important issue for adjunct faculty is job security.
What's really important for us is having more stability and predictability when it comes to our ability to teach here. Our contracts are typically 9 months. We don't have a lot of information or transparency about hiring and firing decisions are made, and there's a lack of stability that comes with that. We're also looking, you know, for a living wage like many others are. We saved the university a lot of money by hiring contingent adjunct faculty. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we're compensated for our expertise and excellent teaching. And I think that just filters down to better outcomes for our students as well. When they have faculty who are comfortable and who aren't worried about what's coming next.
What percentage of Seattle University's faculty is full-time and what percent is adjunct, would you say?
So that, you know, changes year to year, but for the numbers that we have most recently, well over 50% are non-tenure track faculty members.
That's a lot.
It is. And that's the case across much of the country. There really is a movement towards hiring folks in a non-tenure track type of position because of the money that it saves the university. And so we're part of a larger national movement to make sure that instructors have access to fair pay and benefits and transparency in job decision making.
Do you get benefits now?
We do. But there's also, you know, issues about the transparency and how this decision making process happens as far as who's hired and who isn't, as well as just the ability to have some input into faculty governance. You know, the boards that exist now take input from non-tenure track faculty, and it's those boards who are also supporting our effort to unionize. So we really appreciate that.
The university has said that unionizing would be disruptive. How do you respond?
Well, I definitely disagree. We're looking forward to working with our administration to make sure they retain really excellent instructors and provide the best academic community that we possibly can. And I don't feel it's disruptive at all. If you look at other Jesuit institutions around the country, such as Georgetown, which is the oldest, they successfully unionized, and the administration agreed to be neutral throughout the whole process. Hmm. So what we're doing, I don't think, is out of line with what other contingent faculty are trying to do around the country.
I'm speaking with Larry Cushney, political science instructor at Seattle University. You mentioned Georgetown, one of other Catholic universities around the country that are trying to deal with this. What have you learned from their efforts?
Well, I really love teaching at Seattle U because of the social justice mission. And that mission is prominent at many of these Jesuit institutions. And the ability to collectively bargain and organize, I think, fits really clearly within that mission. And so I don't think that there's anything that separates our attempts to organize from the mission of the university itself.
Where is the effort at unionizing at this point? How would you characterize it?
I would say that we have a really significant groundswell of campus support. We have letters that have come from the faculty and staff assembly supporting our cause and asking for the administration, for our administration to remain neutral. We have a letter from our local on-campus American Association of University Professors chapter who is supporting us and asking our administration to remain neutral. So I think there's a lot of good feedback that we've received so far.
Are you confident?
I am. I think that as we talk to more folks and we get to answer their questions and concerns, they really see the advantages for us to be able to kind of get together.
Larry Cushney is a political science instructor at Seattle University. He's leading the effort to unionize adjunct faculty there. In the interest of full disclosure, Cushney has volunteered his time during KUOW membership drives. We heard from Seattle University officials today. A spokesperson told us, "The issue is really about which approach will best serve the interests of our contingent faculty. Our position is that we believe the existing collaborative process is a better approach. The university's culture is one of collegiality, debate, and dialogue, and we believe it is important to have an ongoing conversation with our contingent faculty on this issue. The university's provost has emphasized our commitment to doing so in the weeks ahead." It's The Record on KUOW.